Hello, everyone. This is BeanTunes Radio with your host, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Guys, it's the finale. Super sad that this is our last show together, for at least for the time being. I will definitely be back next semester. This has truly been a blast, and it's such a great way to end my week and, you know, play all of my favorite songs for you. Really a pleasure. So I'm really sad that I won't be able to do this over the summer, but already got a ton of great ideas for next semester when hopefully I'll be with people in the studio. So I'm not just like talking at myself for an hour. That would be much better. I very much looking forward to that. So because it's the last show, the theme of the week is a year in rap. So I'll be playing songs that I feel represent my year, bring me back to specific times, kind of in, from a whirlwind year, but I guess we'll see how this goes. Another messy theme, classic BeanTunes fashion. So the first song that I played today was The Adults Are Talking from The Strokes, from their album The New Abnormal, which came out 2020. Representative of like my quarantine. And it feels like a lot like, you know, who I was before I came to Tufts, so I had to play it for the beginning of the show. So just to give you a little like preface and to get you excited for the rest of the show today, I will have a special guest, mystery guest, will be calling in and talking about a song that represented their year. So look forward to that. I don't know exactly when that's happening, but that will be very shortly. The next song that I'm going to play is one that I feel like represents a lot of my fall semester. It's an album from an album that came out right when we got to Tufts. So to me, it brings me right back to when I was like learning about the school, exploring Tufts for the first time, meeting some of the people that have become my closest friends for the first time. So I hold this song dear to my heart now because of that, all that it represents for me. Here's Sunblind by the Fleet Foxes.
For Richard Swift, for John and Bill, for every gift lifted far before its will, Judy and Smith, for Berman too, I've met the myth hanging heavy over you. I loved you long, you rose to go, beneath you songs, perfect angels in the snow. So time to stay, forget reserve, the type of great coronation you deserve. I'm going out for a weekend, I'm gonna borrow a Martin or Gibson, with Idaho in the hex for my bookends, carrying every text that you've given. I'm gonna swing for a weekend.
Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm back. That was White Gloves by Krungbin. I played that one earlier in the year on Bean Tunes, but I had to bring it back. To me, it reminds me of my friends from back home. And I was thinking about, you know, how quickly you get to know people on a college campus, just seeing them around every day. You build routines with new people, and I just think that it's crazy to think about that there are some people that I literally met this year that know everything about me now. Shocking, crazy. but yeah, that song, I love it. It's kind of a more chill one from Krungbin, but they've just got great stuff. And I've gotten to love Krungbin in the past year. Didn't really listen to them too much before I got here, but I have a friend back home who's really into them, and listening to Krungbin kind of reminded me of them. So yeah. This next one is another one that is a Bean Tunes song, one that I played the first episode, so definitely reminds me of the beginning of this semester. It's from Stevie Wonder, and it's called Whereabouts.
How long they have been gone, I can't say at this time. I glanced outside my window, surprisingly to see the reflection of a broken man who looks somewhat like me. I'm trying to find my whereabouts. What shall I do when nothing seems to follow? Found a clue. My whereabouts are somewhere in yesterday with you. Through the moment that held a special place, but every time what came to mind is that smile upon your face. I'm trying to find my whereabouts. What shall I do when nothing seems to follow through? In me, trying to find my whereabouts, I'm turning blue. But wait, I may have found a
somewhere lost in yesterday with you. Where is the missing one? The missing one.
get you. Leave your footprints out the door. If you fall into a dream, forget about me. If you fall into a dream, forget about me.
Hi guys, I'm back. That was I'd Have You Anytime by George Harrison. It's become one of my favorites this semester. Listen to it a lot on my little walks to classes. When I romanticize my little walks, it's really great. Before that, I played Fall Into a Dream by Fox Warren, which is one that I was listening to a lot over winter break, which was kind of a weird time trying to figure out if I liked Tufts, but I think everyone says that second semester is when you really fall into a stride, and I think I totally agree. So looking back at like that time is kind of funny for me because I really followed the classic college trajectory. So guys, we've reached the halfway point of the show, which means if you're a loyal BeanTunes listener, you're definitely aware of what's happening right now, but it's time for a PSA. This one is one that I haven't read before, but loyal listeners of the show will know that this is a real test of my reading comprehension and reading aloud skills, which I haven't really had the chance to practice. So here we go. This one's called Texting While Driving Prevention. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. All right, thanks so much for listening to that PSA. Hope it didn't cause too many problems if you're in the car. Let's get right back into the show. This next one is one that I started listening to this semester because I've been looking back a lot at my childhood. I think this is something that, again, a lot of college students do. They start to appreciate things about home and thinking about our childhoods and our upbringings and our families. So this is one that I knew was kind of playing in the background when I was a kid, but I hadn't had the chance to listen to this album as a whole until this year. So this has become one of my favorite songs. It's by The Flaming Lips, and it's called Fight Test.
I don't know. test is over.
I'm back. That was Kirikiro Bonito's If I'd Known from her album Time and Place. It's funny, I used to kind of despise that album and Kirikiro Bonito as an artist, but I've become really kind of in love with this album. It's a no skip for me. So it's crazy. I don't know how it happened, but this semester I started listening to that album again and I started like loving it. So I guess growth, right? College is time for growth. These next two songs that I'm about to play, I hold near and dear to my heart. They are two songs that I kind of have this very distinct memory of listening to when I was a kid in the car on the way to this specific birthday party. And it's funny how they've kind of carved out a lot of new memories in the past couple of years for me. And I hope they stay that way, that they stay kind of in my Spotify shuffle. I don't know if that's going to exist in 20 years. What are we going to listen to? Like through osmosis or something. These songs have kind of marked a lot of my life. So, and in the past couple of months, I've been listening to them a lot, thinking about my childhood a lot, and appreciating my upbringing in Philly. I really miss the city and I'm so excited to go back. I was telling my friend that I'm planning on doing like all of the Philly things this summer because it might be my last summer in Philadelphia. Maybe I'll become a Bostonian. We'll see. I already had Dunkin' this morning, so the conversion is happening and it's happening quick. So maybe these songs will keep me grounded in Philadelphia. I know Dr. Dog is from Philly, so maybe that'll work. This next one is from The Shins. It's called Port of Morrow. It's from the album of the same name. And I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Dog with Where'd All the Time Go? Seriously, though, where did all the time go? Sorry, I had to do that. Had to. There was a great opportunity, and I had to take it. But yeah, I wanted to play that song because, first of all, it was one that I've kind of been listening to my whole life, but also I think it, you know, represents the end of the year, and I had to say goodbye to two really close friends today who are going home, and, you know, we might not see each other for another 4 months until we get back to school, so it's crazy to think about. I love that one by Dr. Dog just because I think that, yeah, I just love the instrumentals, and it's just been an all-time fave for a long time. So I do have to close out the show because we're almost at the end of the hour. And I just wanted to thank you all so much for tuning in. you know, as per usual, it's a pretty messy show. Still getting used to the soundboard. There's still some hiccups. Still getting used to being on air live. So lots of stuttering and confused words. Yeah, very often. So maybe next semester my radio show game will be cleaned up. We'll see. But I hope that you will tune in next semester. I think it's still going to be under the name Bean Tunes. A friend came up with the name, and I just think it's perfect. My nickname is Bean, and it just works. Bean Tunes is great for Bean Town. Just so much stuff that you can come up with Bean Tunes. And I had my friend from my childhood, a family friend from a while ago, draw a amazing logo for the show. So I just think I should keep it. Maybe all 4 years. We'll see. So before I close it out, again, thank you so much for listening. So excited for next semester to be back in the studio. And yeah, this is so sad. So sad to be leaving the studio. But yeah, this last one is one that I've loved for a long time. This one's by Jay Paul. Played this song earlier in the semester on Bean Tunes Radio. It's from Leak 0413, Bait Ones. This one is an unfinished one by Jay Paul. It's called All Night. This is Bean Tunes Radio with your host, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's All Night by Jay Paul.
I've been searching for a run, love will last me.